Hello, good morning.
Good morning.
It's been a while, but here we are. So far, in our sunroom, like always, watching all what's going on outside. I saw the hawk, which has our chickens really scared to death, and they go underneath the chicken coop. They are smart enough to kind of hide underneath the chicken coop right when they see him approach him. And we see some of the chickens that are outside. They jump their electric fence. They have an electric fence and electric netting, but it's not electrified. So they know. At first they didn't know, so they kept some kind of a distance, but now they already realize it's not on. So they jump on it.
And we're connected, just for fun.
So they jump or they go through the holes of the net. So, so they are not in their space. They are all over the place.
But it's fine because we don't have anything in the garden. So.
Yes.
Otherwise, they will be in trouble.
Yeah, because in springtime, there will be lettuces and tomatoes and all kind of yummy things for them to. And even, you know, they scratch and they take a dust bath and they made a mess on the garden beds. So while I love them moving around, I don't like them in my garden. Okay, now, back to basics. Snow, a busy weekend, a Super Bowl, a movie, and two kind of very nice desserts.
Yes.
Like serves like 16 people, but there were like just two of us in the house. So
still having them every night.
So yes, I hope that at some point the weather turns warmer so we can go and like shake off our calories and pounds that we've been adding during this winter. So okay, well let's start with this past Friday.
What happened?
It was your birthday.
Yes, I'm 25 now.
Well, it was this past Friday was like it was like every Friday market day with a lot of preparation. There's a lot less preparation than during
a regular
market
season.
Day. Yes, like in a market day on a regular season, but it was a market day preparation because it was the last market day of the season on Saturday. So, but it was Fabian's birthday. And what happens? Forever, I can't think of one time that there were just the two of us for any of our birthdays. And this kind, Fabian's birthday. Most of the time, wherever, if we live together, of course, we share the day together. But if we don't live together, the kids come home to celebrate Fabian's birthday. Every single birthday since I can recall, we have the kids. We've been all together. Sometimes to that mix, we have friends or neighbors, but most of this last year, we have the kids coming. What happened? We have a storm warning for Saturday. And it was going to be very, very, very cold. And like you know, this house is very, very cold too. So, and when the kids come, maybe not all of them, but most of the bedrooms are, they are used. And so we have like heaters in every bedroom, but sometimes the heaters are not enough. And baby Caspian was coming too, of course.
Yes. And so we want to keep him warm.
We don't want for him to be cold or, you know, nothing. So, our main concern was the winter storm that was coming and the inability for any of them, Fermin, Fiamma, Cody, and Caspian, to not be able to leave in case they need it.
Right, even when the roads are maintained, still, we don't want for them to leave when it's black ice and stuff like that.
Yeah. So we told them, okay, let's hold it. We get together another day. Don't worry about it. We'd rather have you at home and safe where you are.
It's actually, I want to celebrate my birth month. So it's every day.
Yeah. So if February is every day is your birthday.
Keep sending presents.
So, well, what happened is like we did a Zoom birthday party. And for that, I bake a cake. I bake a tiramisu cake.
Yeah, that's awesome.
It was good. But the kids ask, Dad likes a tiramisu cake? And I said, I don't know. I do like it.
I like it, too.
But, yeah, they were laughing because I did the tiramisu cake because I love tiramisu. But I know he will like it. So it was amazing. It was a recipe from an Italian lady I follow on Instagram. And it's called Jules Kitchen. So I made a tiramisu cake. It was delicious. And we opened a Prosecco. So it couldn't get more Italian than that.
Right.
Tiramisu and Prosecco.
The tiramisu, this one is different because it doesn't have lady fingers mm-hmm. as a base for the tiramisu. So somebody had to make the
cake part of the cake.
You know, normally with the tiramisu,
overlap
different layers of lady fingers. With. Mascarpone and stuff like that. This one is different, but it's awesome.
But because instead of the lady fingers, we have a cake, and it was a chocolate cake, so it was really, really, really good. And we have cake we finished it
last night. Yes,
Fabian's birthday was Friday, and we finished the tiramisu last night. But
I'll make another one today. I go get some more mascarpone.
So it was very, very nice. We tried to have everything ready for the farmers market early so we can have this Zoom birthday party where Fabian blew the candles and
several times.
Yes. And the kids, we sing happy birthday like we usually do in English and in Spanish. And for the first time, baby Caspian was there. I think it was his first birthday party.
Yes, he was looking like, what the hell is going on?
Yes, we did it early because Caspian goes to sleep very early too, compared to our Argentinian
way that we just
bedtime.
Yes, our bedtime is so late and our dinner time is so late.
Yes.
It's getting earlier, like 15 minutes earlier than when we start. But normally it's like 8 in, p.m. we start mm-hmm. thinking about work for dinner.
Yeah.
So normally we eat like after 9 for sure.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, but
yes.
We are used to.
And during the winter we do it a little earlier, but in the summertime when it's so bright outside and you know days are very long, so we don't feel like coming inside.
We can have dinner when it's too early. I mean, we can, but it's like. Yeah. We need something. We need to. It's like for the time. Sometimes I see people going to have dinner like 5 in the afternoon,
mm-hmm.
and for us it's just merienda time. Yep. Merienda is like we have some coffee or tea or mate.
I think in Italy they
mate.
Call it merenda. I think that's where merienda comes, and merienda
right.
is like a mid afternoon snack.
Yeah. Yes.
Well, you know, this is cultural, is how everybody eats in the different. I have a friend who the only big meal during her day was at 3 p.m. and that's it. And I said, oh my goodness, how? And she said, I can't eat after that. So, you know, it's goodness in diversity and
yes.
different ways to
I can
eat
any time,
yes,
right? We can eat the whole day long.
But, okay, so Friday, the last thing we did, like with Fabian here, Fabian and I, two slices of tiramisu and the Prosecco, we cheers to his birthday, and because he
that was the first slice, because the second one we decided to improve it a little bit, and so we add a little bit of pork.
Yeah, Oh, to the cake.
Yes, to the cake, and that was like double the benefits.
Yeah, it was really, really.
So,
and then we went to sleep. But, you know, it's like, it sounds, oh, my goodness, you are too much alcohol. Not at all, because it was like just a few drops of the port on the cake part of the tiramisu, and one glass of Prosecco, and we kept watching, we are watching
The West Wing.
The West Wing, and then we went to sleep because the next day we have market day.
So, market day was the last winter market in Floyd. It's awesome because... even when it's cold, normally we just stop in February because it's getting too cold and too snowy and too whatever, and to be outside is not good. This year, since the hardware store closed, sadly, which is so sad, it's so sad, it's unstable in the
middle of
Florida.
Yes. It's like the heart of town, and it closed due to the pandemic. And, you know, it's like the pandemic helped for the closing of the store.
They were planning to retire,
but...
And they retired really fast. They closed everything so fast. I think they closed after Thanksgiving, right?
Before Thanksgiving,
but yeah, okay, it's gone. So they have a warehouse beside... beside the store, and so we were using that space to do our farmer market, and even if it's inside, it's cold as hell. I mean, hell is not cold, right? So it's super cold. So I can't believe how even when was a winter market, people keep coming, and normally at this time of the year, the one who comes are the regulars, the one that they don't miss any single market. It doesn't matter if it's raining, if it's snowing, or if it's whatever.
Yes, they only stop coming if they are out of town, but if they are in town, they come to the farm market.
You can count on them every single Saturday.
Yep.
And that was no deception. This we sold out some of the stuff we had, and we will say goodbye until May. We plan to go back to
Blacksburg
with our new product, and we are going to release it if the weather helps this weekend.
Mm-hmm. Because guess
of
what?
Of course, more winter storm is coming, and we haven't. Yeah. How do you call it?
Like
to Friday, and we will winter mix, so it's what will be like slippery in the road.
Yes, sleet and ice and all that.
We'll see. You never know. I don't think it's going to be 85 degrees outside, but maybe it's going to just keep us this time, because the one thing is really interesting over here is when we used to live in North Carolina. I remember the first snow watch we had. Yeah. They announced like was going to be after 10 o'clock in the night.
And it was our first winter here, because I remember we were looking at people that grabbing bread and water, and I said, "What's going on?"
Then
they explained us what it was all about. But
North Carolina. At least in the part where we used to live, it was in the Greensboro, Burlington, Elon area. It's snowing like once or twice a year. Sometimes nothing. Sometimes just nothing, just little dust. The first time they were announcing a big storm coming, a big snow coming. So I was like up to 2 o'clock awake, waiting for the big flakes. And I said, okay, let's go to sleep because nothing happened. We'll see, maybe it will be later. So I woke up ready to see all the roads covered with white stuff. Nothing, not a single flake. I was so disappointed because normally, I remember when the summer when I came here, in 2000, I remember we were watching a game. No, that was for 4th of July. Mm-hmm. And they announced, it was in this stadium in Greensboro, and there was a celebration with a band and everything. So they announced that it was going to be a rain, but don't go home because in half an hour it would be fine. In half an hour,
the rain stopped,
and I said, wow, look at that. They're so accurate. Yes. Okay. They're accurate with that, but no with snow. Over there, they are not accurate with snow. Over here, in the southwest of Virginia, southwest?
Yep.
Yep, okay. She gave me a look, so I said, what did I say?
No, no.
They are really accurate when they say it's going to snow. Because if they say it's going to snow, just be ready.
It's snow.
They are not accurate when they say nothing, because sometimes they don't say it's going to snow, it starts snowing.
If they don't say nothing, they don't need to be accurate to nothing.
But nothing means nothing.
Okay, I got it.
Nothing means that there's no going to snow or nothing. I mean, nothing is no rain or snow.
They don't tell you that we have the chance of snow. I got it.
So sometimes
it's just snow.
Yes, and you wake up in the morning ready for no snow, and you listen you can hear the plug.
Actually, it just drove by.
Why?
Well,
it's not snowing, it's not raining.
It's not raining, but it's dark, it's gray, and I don't know.
Okay, but, yes. we are super grateful about that, the well maintenance of the road, but it can't stop.
We are.
And I ask one local at the market,
yes.
They say, Nancy, is every year snowy like this year? She say, last 2 years they were pretty warm, but this year is close to normal. I say, what do you mean? It's close to normal. It's going to be, colder. And she say, yes. So I said, okay.
Oh,
I got to move to Florida.
Yes. Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
To Georgia. Bahamas.
Yeah, let's go to Bahamas.
Yeah, Fiamma said, go to the Blue Ridge in Georgia. I don't know. We think that Georgia, we like the mountains. We like the mountains. We like the, you know, it's nice. It's quiet over here. It's
the landscape
beautiful.
Oh my gosh.
Wherever you drive to the grocery store and it's a postcard on every corner.
Now, actually, we post a couple of videos in our Instagram account.
Please go and check them out, because it's Vivaldi winter. It's two sections, I don't know how you call it, of the winter of Vivaldi. And Fabian posted one and I posted another one, and it's our trip to the grocery store.
Yeah.
And it's in my Instagram account is like Life with a Mountain View.
And mine is Real Fabian Lujan, Lolution, or whatever you want to call it. It's Real, that's a Real, Fabian, Fabian, Lujan. And you will see that video is so cool.
Yes, it's beautiful, but we are not used to that cold. I know that people in Maine and Alaska, they will be laughing like crazy. South Dakota, I don't know. All over, people over that place, that they have thick snow from maybe, I don't know, November all the way to May, they might be laughing. But I have enough snow already. I want spring. I want my flowers.
Actually, we are looking in Italy map to see if one day we move over there, where we want to move. So we are going southern. We're going south from we start like, okay, let's go to Tuscany, let's go to close to the Alps, and then we're going to La Marche, we're going to Abruzzo. We are now close to Puglia,
which is the hill of the boot.
So we
are going southern and southern, and maybe we will end up in Africa.
Yes, sorry about that. Since we are recording on the phone rings and the recording stops. I don't know. So Sandra was saying, saying that we're going to finish in moving to Africa. This is warmer than here. Than here. So what was going to say about the
Sunday? We were talking about, like, okay, Saturday you came back, and we were expecting that snowstorm on Saturday afternoon, like evening, and it didn't. It when we went to sleep at night, late that night, it started snowing a little bit, but when we woke up Sunday morning, it was. We have snow all over the place.
Right, that was like 5 or 6 inches.
Yeah, and all the trees and everything. It was beautiful, very, very beautiful, white. So, but it was like a busy day of entertainment because I was posting on Instagram a picture of the, you know, of the backyard and the front yard. And I asked what to do today with such a snowy winter day. And, you know, when you have kids, sometimes you make snow ice cream, or you go sledding, or you make a snowman. But it's just the two of us, and so it's not that fun anymore. No. And we don't feel like going outside. We only go out to open to the chickens. But it was entertainment, and so I asked, "What to do today? A day like today?" And we have a lot of feedback, like hot chocolate, read a book, take a nap. And okay, we ended up make another dessert. I made an apple pie. I baked an apple pie.
Good. We still have one more slice.
Yes, we have still one slice. That was Sunday. And it was a snowball Sunday.
No, it's Super Bowl. We call it Super Bowl here.
Yeah. It was Super Bowl Sunday, and it was again the first Super Bowl that we watched. Just the two of us. Most of the time, we all get together with the kids and we watch the Super Bowl together. And sometimes it's like, you know, Super Bowl, we are football, soccer people. So Super Bowl for us is just once a year, and the same day we learn who is playing, and we watch the commercials and the music, and we go all the way until the end games.
Yes.
No, until the game ends. Yes. Sorry. But this time, again, was just the two of us. And we made what?
What's interesting? What's interesting because Sandra doesn't know anything about football, and I don't know anything about football. I just know how, when they throw the yellow flag, and I can read what the guys say. And I know that you have to advance at 10 at the time or whatever. And I know when it's touchdown, but when they throw the flag, she say, "What happened?" I say, "Who knows?"
Yes.
Normally we have Cody with us.
Yes.
Cody say, "Oh, this happened with because this is, you cannot do that, and you can do that."
Cody is like he guides us through the game.
Yeah, he say, "Oh, yeah, what he was holding?" And you can hear the guy say, "Holding, blah 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 blah, 10 yards."
And with the mask, you couldn't see any. Well, no, he took the mask off when he was.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But the thing is, we don't know anything about football, and it's interesting to watch. Because they have nice commercials. we were cheering for Tom Brady because the only one we know.
Yeah.
So.
My gosh. Yes, this is what we know about football here.
Yeah, normally when Tom Brady was playing for the Patriots, yeah. We would just cheer for the other one because exactly.
we go for the underdog.
Yeah. So. Now we just for him because we don't know anyone.
Yes,
we don't even know the teams. Nothing.
No.
So, but that was fun. Then we got the weekend in the halftime.
That I didn't know.
She didn't know any song. So before the song, I said, "Sandra, you know some of the songs." So I show her two or three. I'll say I know. But still, it's,
well, everybody was so excited in my family.
That was good.
But. I liked it, but I never knew him before. I knew his songs, but never knew about his existence. Who sang that songs? So we had the apple pie. You made the empanadas.
I made empanadas.
Oh, wow.
That was so weird because I don't make empanadas every single week. But that was good because we did some...
Look, this is Kiki, our rooster.
The rooster is outside. Go home. He's running. Look at that. So this time I make ham, smoked ham, mozzarella, and gorgonzola. It was the filling. And then I close them. I paint them with egg wash, little sugar, and to the oven. And that was so good.
It was amazing. We don't make those empanadas for the farmers market. We made them once, and we had people complaining.
With reason.
With a reason, but it's how they are. It's like, I don't know if you have ever eaten a ham and cheese croissant. It's the same thing. It's like when you go and grab the croissant, the cheese which melted during the baking process, when it's cold, it solidifies and leaves a hole inside. And this, the same happens with the empanada. The empanada, you fill it up with mozzarella and you had to eat it right away for the empanada to be full.
Right.
If you let it get cold, the cheese solidifies. And
just stick on the...
On the walls of the pastry.
Yes, the one who doesn't escape.
Yeah. Yeah, some of them escape through the, how do you call it, the crimpiness, the repulgue?
I call it the closing. Yeah. We call it the repulgue in Spanish. It's the way you close it, you know?
And if the cheese escapes through there. Or if it doesn't escape, when the empanada gets cold, it solidifies sticking to the walls of the pastry. So it's like you take a bite, it's a big hole. And I have people complaining like, what is my feeling here? And we explained it to them. So we decided to avoid confusion, not to take ham and cheese empanadas anymore. We make it here, we bake it, and from the oven, we eat it, and it's deliciousness all over and around.
People like it, yes.
Yes.
It's good.
We like it.
And that was our Sunday. We just had some...
We watched
some toast with Prosecco from the night before.
We finished the Prosecco and that was our weekend.
Yes, and now we are working on this podcast. We have to do the one in Spanish after this one.
Mm-hmm.
Edit everything the best we can. You will see, you will hear the... Adela, in the middle of the podcast.
Adela is our
sheep because when you have a call from somebody else that we don't know who is, the recording stopped. So Adela is going to be there for you guys.
Well, and one more thing, last thing, that this podcast was born like to share with us some kind of, you know, different things or a little bit of our daily life and how we get ready for the market and our products. And okay, we are launching a new product pretty soon, and it is peanut butter. So we are working on the different flavors. We are having two flavors.
Three flavors.
It will be three, but the third one, it will change with the season. So we will have like two regular ones, and then we are slowly adding more flavor. The third one, which we already have the recipe, we already have tasted it, is delicious.
Yes.
We call it late night. And I'm not going to tell you what it's all about until we have one with us and we can take a picture and show a picture to you. Like, we are working on the labels. We have somebody helping us on making a pretty labels for the peanut butter and kind of revamping the whole, all our artisan foods that we make. So once we have those ready, we are going to show a picture of it. But in the meantime, we make it and we try it and we loved it. And I hope you love it too.
Yes, it's what we hope. Yeah. I was thinking something like last night, but I will tell you later. And you will, if that happens, I will, in the next podcast, I will give you the link so you can go and watch it. It's so good. But she doesn't know.
No,
you don't know, right?
I don't know what you're talking about. Okay.
I was thinking that 4 a.m. today when I woke up like an idiot. Yes.
All right. So that will be it for today.
Yes. Thank you guys don't forget to leave some messages. Ask us stuff. We can be in touch other than just talk to you guys. Okay.
Yes. Please. The link to this podcast will be in our Piemonte Provisions Instagram account, Piemonte Provisions, or in Fabian's Instagram account, which is Real
Fabian
Lujan.
That's it. It's not that account.
No.
So, okay.
All right. Well, see you next time.
Ciao.